Republicans run the governor's office in both houses of the legislature, but there appear to be some splits within the GOP on issues like transportation funding. State Representative David Crowley chairs the Milwaukee Democratic Legislative Caucus. He says if Republicans admit the state has problems, they may be able to win some Democratic votes for the state budget.
They need to figure out how they can come across the aisle and work with us. And the one way to do that is, one, to let us know that you understand that the reason why we're in this position is because of you.
Governor Walker will formally present his proposed state budget to the legislature Wednesday afternoon. He's said he's willing to work with state lawmakers on various topics within limits that protect taxpayers. Complaints about mistreatment of inmates continue at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. Much of the funding for those institutions comes from counties that send troubled youth there. But Democrats say the Department of Corrections wants $3 million more in state funds to add staff at the two sites. Milwaukee State Representative David Bowen calls on Republicans who control the legislature to help block those funds.
There are a number of Republicans, even on the other side of the aisle, that do not want to carry the governor's water because they know the mismanagement has been damaging, even fiscally, to our state.
Bowen says many Democrats support switching to local housing of juvenile offenders and funding more ways to keep young people out of trouble. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.